This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1389, Grammar Part 7, a simple way to sharpen your business English communication. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA.
Grammar shouldn't make you tense. In today's part 7 of my grammar series, find out an easy way to make your statements in presentations, meetings, and emails sharper, tighter, and more concise.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Aubrey, how you doing today? What's up?
I'm doing all right. We've been doing a lot of cleaning at our house, which is always nice. What about you?
Having the feeling you get when you clean is amazing. It's a pain in the butt, but when I can see results, I love it.
Yeah. Do you have a hard time getting rid of stuff, or is it easy for you to throw things out?
I guess for very nostalgic things, like when I cleaned out my parents' house, it was kind of hard from childhood. But, you know, more current things, I actually enjoy it more than struggle with it. What about you? Do you struggle with that?
Yes, my husband is a purger. He gets rid of stuff. And then a week later, I ask, where is that? I need that. So I don't even have a chance to, because he gets rid of it before I would ever want to.
Well, it can definitely swing too far in that direction, too.
For sure.
Yeah, that's so funny. All right, cool.
I wanted to ask you about reducing the things you own, because today we're actually talking about reducing adverb clauses. This is another one of our grammar episodes. Last time we shared with you guys in episode 1380, a few tips to add polish to job interviews using few and little. Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about adverb clauses. Yes. This is a grammar form that will really help you use impressive complex sentences to sound more direct and also more native. Natives do this all the time, right, Lindsay?
Well, I mean, the fact is, especially in a business context, which I think that's what we're getting into today, people are so busy and they don't have time for extra language. Even that split second it takes you to say that extra word, they don't have time for it. So if we want to succeed in business, we need to simplify, cut out. Yes.
Yes, exactly. We're sharing grammar points like this often on IELTS Energy, where if you guys haven't subscribed, come and check it out. Jessica and I are over there 3 times a week, as well as lots of other voices we have on there. So subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast if you haven't. Yes. And we've also been sharing some important grammar here, but not just all the grammar you'll see in a textbook, just the most important things really simplified so that you guys can actually communicate without worrying about all the grammar rules.
Exactly. And so guys, go and check out that 1380 that Aubrey just mentioned and all the other grammar episodes in this series from this spring. It's been really cool. So Aubrey, let's dive into it then. Let's get into the nitty gritty details. Why do we have to know this?
Okay, so as far as business goes, even if you have prepared for hours for a presentation or a meeting and everything's ready, you've put in all this time, it can still be unimpressive if the language that you use is low level and repetitive. And like Lindsay was saying, no one in that meeting has extra time for there to be extra language. We need to simplify it. We need to sharpen our business communication. So if you practice, it will start to come really naturally at your job and in regular conversation to reduce your adverb phrases. So we are going to tell you today what that means, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, let's get into it specifically. So let's give our listeners some very specific words that they can know as kind of triggers or signals so they know what we're dealing with here. What are those exact words we're dealing with?
Yes. So today we're going to talk about 4 adverbs of time. Okay. When, while, before, and after. There are a lot out there and there are a lot of grammar rules that will really complicate things. But with these 4 adverbs of time, we're giving you a simple strategy so that you can use these easily. Now, here's the trick. whenever you say a sentence that has the same subject twice, mm-hmm. you want to eliminate one of them. Mm. So for example, if you have the sentence, after I present some numbers, I will explain the information. There's extra information there that you don't need. It sounds repetitive, right, Lindsay?
Oh, absolutely. So what would be better to say is you could say, after presenting some numbers, I'll explain the information. So it's so much easier. You don't have to say that I twice. I love that.
Exactly. It's such a simple change, but it makes it much sharper, much higher level. Mm-hmm. So for the two adverbs, when and while, these are simultaneous actions, actions that happen at the same time. Mm-hmm. And these are for complex sentences that have two clauses. And this only works when the subject is the same in both clauses. Mm. So what you do is you remove the subject of the adverb clause, the clause that has the time word. So in the sentence we just shared, the clause, after I present some numbers, you're removing the subject in that clause. And then step two is to change your verb into the ing form. So mm-hmm. instead of after I present, you will say after presenting. And yes. that's it. It's such a simple change, but it makes such a difference.
Oh, for sure. And guys, don't worry if you're a little lost here. We are going to give you lots of examples at the end of this episode, okay? So make sure you're taking notes today, right, Aubrey? They have to be writing this down.
Yes. Yeah. While you are listening today, you need to take notes. What's a better mm-hmm. way I could say that, Lindsay?
So while listening, you need to take notes, right? While
exactly,
listening today,
right?
You need to take notes. See, look, it's that simple, guys.
It is, exactly. And a quick tip here for the words when and while, some grammar textbooks will give you all these rules about which to use. Do not listen to those. Natives use them interchangeably. Don't worry about the difference. They're the same here. All that matters is it's two things happening at the same time.
Yeah, and I love that you said that, Aubrey, because that's really in line with connection, not perfection, our philosophy here. Because if our listeners are busy deciding, do I say when, do I say while, what do I do? They'll miss the moment of connection, guys. And that's
exactly
what we're all about. So whenever you can, when you're learning English, find a way to simplify and always connect. This is a good example of when it doesn't matter.
Yes, exactly. So we are going to share two more adverbs of time, after and before. These are used for different times. Mm-hmm. So the same rules apply, but you're going to use them for actions that happen at different times. Mm-hmm. So here's an example. Mm-hmm. Before you attend today's meeting, you should read the following documents. What is a better way to say that?
So a better way would be, before attending today's meeting, you should read the following documents, right? So
exactly.
We just cut out that extra you. I love it. It also makes the phrase a little more dynamic, I think.
Yes, definitely. It's more native, more interesting, and saves time. And I guarantee you, your coworkers will be grateful for anything you do to make a meeting shorter.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a question for you, Lindsay.
Okay.
Why can't we do this if we have two different subjects?
Yeah, well, the meaning would change in that case, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, for example, while they analyze the charts, we will discuss next steps. Now, if you try to do this, it'll seem like the same group is doing the same, these two things.
Exactly. If you say, while analyzing the charts, we will discuss next steps, you've changed it to we're the ones analyzing the charts, and then we will discuss. So this only works if the subject is the same in both clauses of your complex sentence. Exactly.
Exactly.
All right, let's give some good examples. Yes?
Yeah, and I was just going to say, just to tag on to what you just said, Aubrey, it's so important to be clear in business. If you say that the wrong way, people could go off and work on different things, the wrong things, right?
Really
then,
good point.
Know, 3 days later, someone has analyzed the charts when they should have been discussing the next steps, right? So we want to be clear. Just be careful in these scenarios, guys.
Yes, I could definitely see that causing some miscommunication. So that's why this is vital for sure.
Aubrey is here today from the IELTS Energy Podcast, where she chats with Jessica, a former IELTS examiner, 3 days a week. If you have IELTS in your future, then go and subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, and we'll see you over there. Okay, so what else? What else, Aubrey? Presentations?
Yeah, so if you are preparing a presentation, we're going to give you a couple of sentences that you might use. Take notes here, guys. These are really high-level sentences that could definitely come up. So for example, Maybe you would say, when our customers look online for groceries, our customers prioritize price over quality. I'm guessing you all can hear that it sounds a little strange to say our customers twice.
Right. I mean, they may throw in like a they, right? When our customers look online, they prioritize price over quality. But there's another way, according to today's lesson, right? What is that, Aubrey?
Yeah. You can simplify it even further than that by saying, when looking online for groceries, our customers prioritize price over quality. See how much it just sounds so much higher level, so
it
much
really
more
does.
Polished and sharp, and you're saving time.
Yeah, sounds fancy to me. Sounds fancy.
Yes.
And also, guys, it's good to have this range of options. You could say, like I said before, when our customers look online, they prioritize. But this is just a second way to say it, okay? So
exactly.
Having a variety of options is the key to getting that fearless and fluency going, getting to fearlessness and fluency.
Yes, exactly. Let me give you another example for presentations. You could say, after I finish the presentation, I will take questions. But what is a better way, Lindsay?
So after finishing the presentation, I will take questions. It sounds
sounds
very collected. It sounds like you really have a plan. You know what's
That's
going on.
True. It's amazing how much sharper it sounds, and it's such a simple change.
Mm.
All right. What about for meetings? What is a sentence you might hear in a meeting that could be shorter, simpler, sharper?
Okay, here is the tedious sentence, right? While you discuss with your department, you need to prepare 3 points to share. And how would that sound better?
Yes, you could say, while discussing with your department, prepare 3 points to share. Now, there's a good point here that when you are speaking to someone, you don't need to say you at all. They know you're talking to them. Mm-hmm. So we've eliminated both, you in both clauses.
Interesting.
All you need is the reduced adverb clause and then the instruction, the imperative, prepare 3 points to share. And we often eliminate that subject.
Yeah, that goes back to, you know, using as few words as you possibly can.
Yes, exactly.
I love it. All right, what else, Aubrey? One other example?
Yes. So what if you hear, before we finish, we should recognize Elizabeth for hitting her sales goal this quarter. What's a better way?
A better way could be, before finishing, we should recognize Elizabeth for hitting her sales goal this quarter. So again, just another way to say it and more efficient. Just
exactly.
Cleaner. Yeah.
Yep. And you're going to use this as well in business emails.
Okay.
When you're typing out something, you don't have time to be typing long, complicated sentences. You do want it to still be professional and polished, but you want to save time.
Mm.
So instead of typing, when you look at our third quarter sales, you should consider what could have been improved. What should you type instead?
Well, you could say, when looking at our third quarter sales, you should consider what could have been improved. And again, that goes back to while and when not being important, the difference, guys, right? The connection, not perfection. But this sounds like there's a sense of command here, right? It's poised, it's professional, it looks good.
Exactly. And again, on this one, you have options to vary what you're saying. You could also drop you in the second part. You could say, when looking at our third quarter sales, consider what could have been improved.
Even
better. There's so many different ways. Yes. Shake it up a little bit.
I love that. And let's see what else. We have another one about when a time to meet. Planning.
Yes. If you want to type, after we meet on Friday, we will have a plan for next steps. Instead, just write, after meeting on Friday, we will have a plan for next steps. So just follow that pattern where you're going to drop the pronoun, change your verb to ing, and done. It's so much sharper. It's simpler. It's shorter. Everyone will appreciate it. And you will sound intelligent, high-level English, which is also awesome.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, guys. You do not want to learn this from a grammar book. There are so many complicated rules in grammar textbooks, different rules for every adverb. You really need to simplify something like this. So if you take these 4 adverbs, practice using them. Write when you write out a business email, use them. Get, you know, just polish the way you write your emails and things that you say in presentations, and it's really going to make a difference.
Yeah, you know, this really reminds me of our business English course that we're going to be launching soon, Aubrey, because, you know, I've been talking with some students this week. They're so excited about this business English course. These are the kinds of things that we're going to show you in this course: how to have command at work, how to be respected at work, how to be influential and be poised and confident in the workplace. So guys, you know, keep your eyes open for that. It is in progress. We're recording this in advance, so soon it will be launching this summer. So just keep your eyes open for that course. It's going to be so cool.
Yes, I'm really excited about it. I know that if I were working in French or in Spanish, I cannot even imagine trying to do that without all of the vocabulary and the strategies I need. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I am able to like converse, but on a pretty basic level. Yeah. I would need a lot more. I would need more skills. And as I'm looking at the content for this business course, that's exactly what I need in French and Spanish.
Exactly. So we're going to help our listeners out there. So guys, and okay, what else? How should we wrap up today, Aubrey? What do you think?
Well, we just need to let you guys know this with business, you really need to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. You don't want to waste time studying about reducing adverbial phrases from grammar textbooks. It's complex. Mm-hmm. It's complicated. Ugh. With this grammar series, we have been providing you with simple ways to refine your speech so that you can really shine during your next business meeting or your next presentation. Don't put in hours of work to make this amazing presentation. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, basically ruin it, waste it by having low level language and repetitive long. It's just can be so much better, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Aubrey, I think the bottom line here is, guys, make sure that your English learning is not disconnected from reality. And I think that's what textbooks do. They disconnect us from the real world.
Yes.
So make sure that, you know, as soon as you finish today's episode, write down examples in your life, something you might write next week in an email, something you might say in a presentation on Friday. Go and make it real for you. All right, cool.
Awesome. Yes, we want you guys to, if you feel stuck now at work and you're having difficulties, we want that to end for you. We want you to go from stuck to feeling fearless and fluent and enjoying language, enjoying work, and not being stressed out and anxious.
Yes.
So yeah, that's really, it makes such a difference.
This has been great, Aubrey. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's always great to have you on with this grammar series. And guys, go check out Aubrey's other show over there, IELTS Energy, from All Ears English, and learn about IELTS if you're taking the IELTS exam sometime in the next year and a half or so. Right, Aubrey?
Exactly. Yes. If you're preparing for IELTS, you need to come. We have so much good content. So come and check us out. I will see you there.
Awesome.
And I'll see you next time, Lindsay.
Sounds good, Aubrey. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.